Sumo wrestling and Japan are inseparable. And here's something you may not know. Sumo and Japanese politics are also inseparable. And they've got this in common. Women are barely represented. In fact, Japan has the fewest women in elected office in the industrialized world. And when it comes to sumo, the sacred wrestling ring is a no-go zone for women. But one of Japan's few female mayors is pushing back. Abigail Leonard reports from Tokyo.
To understand how important sumo wrestling is in Japan, you have to go back to the beginning, the very beginning. According to legend, Japan was created when two gods battled in a sumo wrestling match. The emperor is said to be descended from the god who won that match. Sumo has always been a major cultural tradition here. And even today, hundreds of thousands of fans tune in to nationally televised matches that still incorporate historic Japanese rituals. The sport is so revered by the Japanese that the Sumo Association is given quasi-government status and pays fewer taxes than other private organizations. But despite its government support, women are prevented from entering the sumo wrestling ring, which is considered sacred.
I think this is discrimination. I don't think it's right.
That's Naomi Koshi. She's the mayor of a small lakeside city called Otsu. Later this month, thousands of fans will come to Otsu to watch a major sumo wrestling match on its annual summer tour. Normally, the mayor welcomes the crowd and the wrestlers and gives a speech from inside the ring. But Koshi is a woman, so she's prohibited from doing that.
I'm a mayor, and I'm a public figure, so I can't be treated differently from men.
Koshi and some other female mayors in Japan have sent a petition to the Sumo Wrestling Association, asking that it change its policy and do away with the ancient tradition of excluding women from the ring. Earlier this summer, the issue got major media attention when a male politician collapsed in the ring before a televised match, and a nurse rushed in to begin CPR, but was immediately ejected by officials. Panicked officials can be heard on the loudspeaker yelling, "Ladies, please leave the ring." That incident struck a chord among Japanese women who saw it as a symbol of their second-class status here. Naomi Koshi saw it as an opportunity to use her political office to further the constitutional rights of women in Japan.
Because the constitution provides men and women should be treated equally, there is a national attention about women can go in the ring.
There are 1,700 mayors in Japan, and only 20 of them are female. Koshi, at 42, is the youngest. She says she knew she wanted to go into politics at a very early age. Growing up in Otsu, her mother had to quit her job as a designer when her grandmother got sick so she could take care of her. And that's when Koshi realized she could make a difference through politics.
It was hard for family. And I start think about we have to change this system. So I start thinking about politics, especially local politics.
But she soon learned there were different roles for men and women. When she graduated from college, she saw Japanese employers only offer job interviews to the male graduates.
And at that time, I first realized men and women are not equal in Japan.
Koshi decided to go to law school, in part because the admission test was gender blind. She eventually landed a job working for the country's largest law firm. The firm sent her to Harvard, where she got an additional degree in international law and a lesson in campus politics.
It was great. And actually, that experience changed my life.
It was 2008, the year of the presidential election, and students on campus were vocal and engaged in the campaign. She was impressed.
In Japan, we don't see that young people are interested in politics. So I think I should do something to change Japan.
When she returned to Japan, Koshi decided to run for mayor on a woman-centered platform. But it was a tough message to deliver on the campaign trail. Men yelled sexist remarks, and one even kicked her as she was out greeting voters.
I was just surprised, and I couldn't do anything. But my supporters, they chased him, but he ran away.
During her 6 years in office, Koshi has managed to enact policies that make life better for women. Her administration built 20 new nurseries for about 2,000 children, eliminating the long wait lists. And all male city employees are now required to take paternity leave, With her family-friendly programs, Mayor Koshi has actually been able to affect the birth rate in Atsu, which is now on the rise, while the rest of Japan's continues to decline. But what about her fight to change the ancient tradition of sumo wrestling and make it more inclusive to women? For its part, the Sumo Association declined numerous requests for an interview, but said in a statement it's considering the mayor's petition, and the next step will be to conduct a public survey. That response does not satisfy Mayor Koshi.
They can take a survey, but they should explain why they treat women different from men.
The big sumo match is coming to Atsu on Monday, and unless she's invited into the ring to greet the crowd, this mayor says she will have other plans. For The World, Abigail Leonard in Tokyo.